price elasticity of demand then? Basically, it's the percentage change in quantity demanded over the percentage change in price. Now, all it means is if you come to more than one, having worked that out, it means your product is price elastic. And price elastic just means that your product is very price sensitive. So how could that be then? Well, if there's lots of substitutes and you suddenly put your prices up, you expect everybody to go and buy the substitutes if it's just as good. So therefore, your product is very price sensitive and therefore price elastic. If it's a high percentage of your income, the same thing happens. So if this product takes up a high percentage of your income, you are very price conscious about it. So it's likely to be a price sensitive product. A necessity product or a habit forming product, well, they're not price elastic, are they? Because they're not sensitive to price because you buy them no matter what. Whereas a luxury good would tend to be a little bit more elastic.